My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. This week, it is just me. I have felt a real urge to be recording more solo episodes. I don't know why, really. I don't know what the urge has been. It's quite interesting, isn't it? When we're kind of delving into this world of creation and the things that we want to talk about. But I think that's it. Like, I want to be able to explain things to you in a really soft, long form, beautiful way that I truly, truly believe are so poignant. I shared on my Instagram a couple of weeks ago about habit forming and habit building and how people were feeling around it. And 92% of people said, it's just one of those things that I know I need to do, but I can't seem to do it. And so I wanted to put together an episode all about how to build a habitual mindset. And also why this is important. For those of you who have joined, I have an 8-week course called The Clear Way. And actually week 2 is called The Habit for this exact reason, that this has to be your foundation. It has to be a practice that you cultivate and you curate daily. And it has to be a priority. Now, I know there's so much talk around mindset and habit forming and habit stacking, but actually, like, I want to use this episode to get into like the fundamentals behind it, what it genuinely means and why it's so empowering for you. It's really, really interesting. When I was doing research, I even didn't realize this, that 75% to 92% of the things that we do are habitual. Okay. Let's look at the top end. 92% of things that we do are habitual. That's wild to me. That can be incredibly positive or incredibly negative. Maybe you're waking up and you're having the same thoughts, the same patterns, the same things are manifesting in your life. But because you're not realizing that, it's already happening. It's within the subconscious mind. It's not a conscious thought. We're not choosing to connect with that thought. It's innate. That's the difference. As you know, I always try to look for the rationale and the, not necessarily the positive flip to that, but also the realistic one. So, you know, if you look at that again, thinking about 92% of the things that we do are habitual, that means you've got 8% space in the conscious mind, the thinking mind, to really think about what habits do I need to create the success that I want in my life, not just that I want, that I deserve. Anyone listening to this now is invested in mindset, is invested in doing the self-development work, bettering themselves, honing in on the practice. Yet we need to really, really think about the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind and how this really works to give us the success that we want, but also with ease. Like, I don't want this to be this like big regimented thing where you go away from this podcast and you're like, right, I'm up at 5 and I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It's got to feel good for your life. What do you want from your life? How can we form a habitual mindset that works for you and feeds into that, feeds into the mind, the body, and the soul in a beautiful way? You know me, and that wellness is the core of everything I do. Without a doubt, I don't do anything or put myself in any situation that affects my well-being. And that's come with age and practice, but that's true for any of my clients or anybody I work with, that wellness is at the key. So I don't want you to embark on a crazy journey where you're changing the way you do every single thing in your life, because all you're going to do is get adrenal fatigue, is raise your cortisol, is constantly feel like you're in a cycle of failure because you've put so much pressure on yourself. It all affects your well-being. So we want to take this really, really step by step and thinking about how this kind of works within the mind. So if we look at the mind, body, soul visualization, right? Imagine it's in a circle. So, you know, a third is the mind, the thinking mind, okay? We've got the subconscious mind, and then we've got the body. Let's think of the subconscious mind as the soul. So we've got the mind, the body, and the soul, right? Try to visualize that for a moment. The thinking mind, the subconscious mind, and the body. Okay, when we start to go through repetitive motions in the mind, you know, potentially waking up and just automatically doing something, we don't think about it because it isn't a conscious thought. The habits are formed in the subconscious mind. You're not in your thinking mind. It's already there. It's repetitive motion. The body kicks in, the body wakes up, walks downstairs. It doesn't think. You know, we're not in the thinking mind. The subconscious awakes, tells the body to go downstairs. That's what you do. And the thing is, it can be incredibly empowering to know that, to know that it's habitual and innate. But unless you have control over that subconscious mind, then unfortunately, that's where really, really bad practices are formed. And I want you to take a moment as well just to show yourself compassion. When I talk about habitual mindset, I really want to preface and say I'm not telling you to get up at 5 a.m. every day and to meditate and then do this and then do that. If you've got children or you live with your elderly parents or I don't know, you work crazy hours, you work shifts, you know, you've got to find what works for you, but you've got to want to cultivate a practice that is really, really strong and empowering for you. Your habitual mindset can be your best friend or your worst enemy. And so taking a moment to think and pick out the elements that you want to accentuate, that you want to push forward, but also the things that you want to pull back on. What isn't serving you right now? What isn't feeling good in the mind right now? How can we change that? How can I better that? How can I be 1% better than I am yesterday? What do I need to do? What is the difference? All super simple questions that we can ask ourselves. So I've tried to pull together 7 steps that I think really, really help to cultivate a habitual mindset. And as I mentioned at the beginning, you know, I have an incredible, incredible 8-week course and we focus on this in 1 week. And my goodness, the literature for this week is empowering. If you are interested in that, I'm obviously going to leave all the details in the show notes, but you can reach out to me personally because if you're wanting to form clarity and understanding and purpose in your life, it's the whole reason it was developed. It's incredibly, incredibly empowering. So looking at the 7 steps, so the first one, you have to make a decision, okay? You have to consciously choose that I am going to do X, Y, or Z for this long. I am going to practice this daily, weekly, monthly, whatever that might be. But you have to really, really make a decision and stick to it. Feel empowered by the decision, right? So for example, I decide that I do not... oh my goodness. I just don't like journaling in the morning. It's just a personal thing for me. Sorry, I know, but I meditate. That's my thing. That is, as you all know, that is my thing. I meditate in the morning. It's beautiful, a beautiful practice of just me. And I love it. That's a non-negotiable in my life. I made that decision years ago to meditate every morning and it changed my life. But don't think for 1 second that it was easy. In the beginning, it was incredibly difficult. There was always a different reason not to meditate. There was always a reason to do something else. There was always a reason to get up and go for my coffee or, oh, I'm too busy to meditate. No, you have to really, really make a decision and stick to it. So that's step one. So maybe, you know, you can think about something now. What's something that you want to commit to? And please do share, you know, tell me what's going on. Number 2, it's kind of obvious, but don't make excuses. Do not make any excuses. Don't let things like the weather, oh my God, when people use the weather, it drives me insane because I'm like, well, you may be an international listener, but we are based in the UK and yeah, it rains and it's cold and then it's hot. Like it's just, it's what it is. Like that's just not an excuse. So we really, really can't make excuses. And when we do, call ourselves out on it. Call yourself out on it, have the conversation and say, why are you saying that? Why are you thinking that? What's the reasoning for that? What's the reason for you to do that? Right? Call yourself out on it. Tell other people about your practice. So step three is to tell other people about your practice. The reason you do that is obviously accountability. And even, you know, people who've gone through my course, I give them an accountability buddy for a year for this exact reason, so that we stay on track. Tell others about it. Now, also, what you can do is influence a different behavior around you. So, for example, if you're doing a meditation challenge or a 7-day chakra course or all of these different beautiful things, get your girlfriends involved. Get your partner involved, get people involved so that this turns this activity into something amazing. You know, it's so empowering to think about how much we can do to change the mind, to change our functioning without even really having to do too much. We just get to make a decision to change something and then we put it into action. How empowering is that? We are the first generation to be able to live in this way without being faced with, you know, survival or war-torn experiences. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world, but geographically where I am not faced with that. I come from a great place of privilege. So it's almost irresponsible of me to not want to do these things to better myself, to show myself when I have all of this opportunity. So step four, visualize it. Visualization is so empowering. So if you're visualizing, let's just keep using the example of a meditation practice every morning. I want you to picture yourself sat there in the morning when you wake up. Okay, what's the smell? What is the light like? You know, some of us wake up, I don't know if you do, but the sun like shines in my room a little bit in the morning and it's beautiful. And it like the way the light hits is gorgeous. And then I have a little candle and there's a crystal and I have a little space set up for meditation. And I move to that space. How does that feel? And visualize yourself there. You're already there in that space. How does it feel? Right? Visualizing yourself there. Visualizing the moment. Visualizing yourself succeeding. Thinking about all those times when people have visualized, you know, all the famous basketball players getting the winning shot, visualizing holding, you know, God, I mean, this is how much I don't know about football, a football trophy. Visualize yourself winning the race, visualizing yourself in your new practice and absorbing that feeling of success. Like, how does that feel when you're there within that practice? You want to create an affirmation. So when you are trying to affirm something, we have to make it strong and powerful within the mind. I am, or I feel, or I have, okay? Powerful, but also about you. You have to affirm it in that way to yourself. It's almost like signing a contract. Like Marie talked about last week, you know, signing that non-emotional contract to yourself. Thinking about that, okay, how does that feel to me? I am making this deal with myself. I'm affirming it. It's going to happen. I am going to get there 6 months from now. I'm going to look back at my old self and think, you're a legend. You know, you did it. You absolutely did this. You showed up every day. You persisted. You tried. You kept going, you believed in yourself, you were strong. We did this and it's amazing. And I really, really want you to visualize that. So step six is you have to resolve to persist. And what I mean by that is you have to keep persisting until it becomes automatic. And you're going to go through a real battle to get there. Trust me, I went through a pretty difficult meditation practice, I'd say, in the beginning, because a lot was coming up for me of things I hadn't dealt with. I'm very, very different to what I was in my 20s. Not to say I was a bad person, I never was, but my way of living and essentially my way of being is totally different. And so when I was sat in my practice, it got really uncomfortable, things that would come up for me. Lots of tears. Sometimes I'd have full body shivers. You know, I could feel it viscerally throughout my body. And that was difficult to want to get back in that practice the next morning, knowing that that's probably going to come up, knowing that I'm probably shedding tears before I've had my morning coffee. Like, not really the vibe I'm going for. But without doing that work and pushing and pushing and pushing and, you know, persisting and not giving in to that little inner critic, that voice going, just, you're not good enough, or this isn't enough, you need to stop now, your practice isn't strong enough, you're not doing it right, you shouldn't be feeling this way. Letting go of all of that, because that does not serve you, okay? So you need to keep the resolve. You've got this. You are a strong and capable human. You are so empowered. You know what you want in life. So do it. So put the action into place so you can get that. And then finally, the seventh step is to reward yourself. Now, I say this all the time, and I'm constantly rewarding myself. I won't lie, guys. I'm always, always rewarding myself. But the reason I say this is because it's so important for you. It's so, so important. Okay. You need to be able to truly, truly understand how you're feeling and how empowering everything you're doing is. And reward yourself for that. That can be anything you want. But the thing what you're also doing is you're creating repetition and recognition. So whenever you go through your new habit or your new practice, or you're in your habitual mindset, you automatically think about the reward. You think about the great thing you get for doing this. And it's not to enable people, or it's not to, you know, say, oh, well, you can only do this if you get that, and surely you shouldn't do self-development to then get some sort of prize. No, that's not what I'm saying. But we have to reward, we're human beings. So we have to reward ourselves for doing good work. It's your inner child. Your inner child is going to thank you so much for that. So I hope that really, really helped. As always, if you have any questions, please come into the DMs, either at Kirsty Rayner or at Mindset and Me Podcast. I'm on both accounts. So, you know, feel free to reach out to me with any questions. If you are interested in really cultivating this and also just finding complete clarity and purpose within your life, then do check out my 8-week course. It's in the show notes. And for anyone who comes through the podcast, I am going to offer you something incredible. So feel free to reach out to me. We can have a chat, see if it's a good fit for you. I'm not into, my goodness, signing and hard selling to people. If you're on this journey and it may be of value to you, it's a great course. It's wonderful. So have a think about that and let me know. Good luck forming your new habits, curating your habitual mindset. The 92% of your subconscious mind is going to thank you. Trust me, 6 months from now, imagine where we can be. So as always, thank you so much. If you enjoyed this episode, please do share. I always like to try to create this podcast as a resource. So for anyone who's maybe going through a difficult time, maybe, you know, in a little bit of a place where they're looking to try to form some good habits, this could be a really great episode to share with them. So thank you so much as always. And of course, you know what part of the podcast it is. It's time to get really comfortable, really cozy, as we go into this week's mini meditation. So I want you to firstly just close the eyes and just take a moment. I want the feet to be flat down on the floor. Maybe spread the toes slightly. Feel the connection to the earth. Drawing in that slow breath. Breathing into the belly, just allowing the body to relax, taking time. There's no rush. noticing where any resistance may be, and let's just let that go. Let's just take a moment. Letting go of expectation, letting go of pressure. Noticing how you feel. Showing kindness to where you are today. Breathing in. Breathing in. Breathing in, slowing down. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. I am open to change. I am ready to evolve. I am proud of myself today. Drawing in a nice deep breath. Gently opening the eyes and thanking yourself for being in your practice today. Thank you so much, as always. I will see you again next week.